B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All right, it's a Rap Party Podcast, everyone.
And we have to be very quick because Nicole's got to go.
Got to go.
We title each Rap Party, and this title is going to be the one where Nicole left. The one where Nicole has to go.
Yep.
Are you gassed up?
No.
I'm surprised at you. I figured you'd be a little more prepared.
Well, the reasons why I'm not gassed up yet are more personal than anything,
personal about gas?
Well, no, it doesn't matter.
Wait, what?
That's weird, though. Come on. What is it?
Because yesterday I made a lot of purchases, and so I just wanted to make sure I had enough money
for gas. Okay, I got you. You do. You have, trust me, you make a decent living.
Okay.
You just happen to own a place that's expensive.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
okay.
I live paycheck to paycheck, and it's the day before payday is always hard. I never really is it.
We got paid today, right?
No, we get paid tomorrow.
Holy shit!
Well, midnight.
Now I'm like you. Maybe I.
I know, and that's the problem. Is in my head, I have thought today because today's my Friday. So
right.
I've thought that. So I've been spending like I'm going to wake up and have money in my account.
I think me too.
Yeah. So was just trying to let all those come out before I know
right.
how much I'm
Tell Jess
in.
To put a little something into
she
the jackpot
is.
Too.
She has to.
Yeah.
So you're getting gas. And by the way, it's not bad to get a credit card. I know you don't have a lot of debt, but it's not bad to get a credit card just for gas. Like once a month and then you pay it off. It builds up your...
Once I pay off my credit card, that's... I have a little bit
get
left.
Get a small one
yep, and
just
that's
put $30
just to keep
on it.
My good credit.
And then pay it off.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, so on the way home, that's what I'll do. And then I'll get home. She's packed. I'm packed. Only thing that needs to really be done is need to make sure the cats are good to go. Fill up a big, you know, stuff for them.
And they're going
to
stay in the house.
Yeah, they're chilling.
4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll poop in the kitty box.
Yep.
Will the house just smell like shit when you get back?
No, they have their own room. And someone will check like every other day.
Okay.
But I have automatic feeders for them.
Yep.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's so much easier.
Do you have the automatic sprayer for the kitty box?
No. I have like the what are they called? Wall freshers?
Oh yeah, yeah. The plugins.
Yeah.
So and then you're bringing your dogs with you.
Yep.
You brought the treat feeder so that when you're out and about you can feed them treats.
No, that's in the cat room, so I can feed the cat treats.
Oh, you moved it.
Yeah,
okay.
So now I'll be able to watch the cats, because they typically, I mean, they just chill. So I'll be able to watch them sleep and eat and give them treats. But when I set it up, I've never set it up for the cats before. So when I set it up last night, I have one cat who is very food-driven. And he...
Is that catfish, the one that you thought was
no,
pregnant, so
no,
you adopted?
No, it's mine. It's Popo. And he's knocked it over. He was trying to open it. He swatted it. He's trying to put his paw into the treat dispenser to get more out. So, who knows?
Isn't it scary on how independent cats are? Like,
yes.
They don't need our entertainment.
No.
Like, we just... They do need us to feed them. But
they're so different than dogs.
Yeah, like Callie, well, like she needs to be entertained.
I let my dog out in the backyard, and immediately the dog's like, "You're not coming." Well, I'm not going out.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Where the cat's like, "Fuck you, I'm out."
Well, that's like catfish. Because she was a stray for the first 3 years of her life, she doesn't play with toys. I've gotten her toys, even the laser thing. Like she just she's unfazed. And I have
so,
watched-
like what goes on in their head. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like what? Like, how are they so self-sufficient? Like, they must have such bigger brains than dogs.
My favorite TikTok is where it's like from a dog's perspective, and it's like, oh, she feeds me, she takes me out, she does this, she is God. And
yeah.
Then the cat is like, she feeds me, she takes me out, she takes care of me, I am God.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That's really funny. So here's your temperatures,
true.
94, 96, 89, 92, 89.
Yep, with a 40% chance of rain on Saturday.
Well, showers.
Yeah.
I mean, so what?
So Friday is going to, I think tomorrow
showers,
is going to be our beach day.
If it showers, you go in and hang out. Tomorrow looks like a good beach day, yeah. Or Sunday.
Beach day? You're in the middle of Florida. You're not near a beach.
We're going to Cocoa Beach. It's an hour drive.
Holy shit.
They're okay. Busy, dude.
You go into the middle of Florida to go to the
inside of a vacation.
Yeah, like typically when you go to Orlando, you're in the middle. You don't go to the coast.
Well, this is Jess's first time in Florida, and I've never like we really want to see Florida beaches. So we're gonna spend a day at the beach, and then our park days are Sunday, Monday.
And then you're back on Wednesday.
Here at work, yes.
You're back.
Tuesday's
to work
a travel day.
Tuesday's a travel day.
I loved Amelia Island. It's not touristy. It's very like people who live there, or, you know, live there.
That's in Florida.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite Florida spot, simply because it's not touristy.
Yeah.
And you just if you're there, you live there. And the water's nice, you know. It's warm. It's at the north. It's near Jacksonville.
Yeah. All right.
I think we passed through that.
Yeah, you will.
Well, enjoy your murder podcast. Enjoy your trip to Universal.
You have it downloaded, or are you going to use your data?
For what?
Podcasts.
I don't know. I'm subscribed to it.
Yeah, so like I didn't. Sterling was like, did you download everything? And I'm like, no, I'll just... click it when I get in the car. And he's like, but what if you run out? Like, what if you get a spot
with... I have unlimited
with,
data.
Say, that's my thought process, too. And he's like, but what if you don't have cell reception? I'm like, I don't think like that. I just assume it's going to work.
Yeah. Honestly, same.
I know.
It's 2022, yeah. And we're in the United States of America.
Yeah.
We should have service.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
That's how I think,
even
too.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we wrap up the wrap party, in case other people are planning a trip to Universal this summer, the top 10 rides of the E.T. Adventure. It's number 10.
I've done the E.T.
Tell me if there's any interest. I'm just going to yell these out. Tell me if you're interested in any of them. The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Sure.
Men in Black, Alien Attack.
It really depends. I would be down for all of them. The problem is that Jess gets really nauseous.
Okay.
So she's got the nauseous meds to take. She's got the bands.
The bracelets work.
Yeah, so hopefully a lot. We're definitely doing all the Harry Potter ones. And then the others, either I guess I'll do single ride. Or if she's feeling up to it, then she'll do it with me. But,
or just pass on it. Find something else. Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Yeah.
The water-based attraction takes its theme from... I want to do that for the Jurassic Park stuff.
Yeah, I think we're going to do the Jurassic Park stuff.
Originally opened in 1999, it underwent renovations in 2018 and 2019. And then a couple more. The Incredible Hulk roller coaster, which I heard is like... one of the top roller coasters in the country.
I've rode it once.
You did?
Yep.
Did you love it?
I've never even seen the movie.
It was okay. I remember it being green.
Revenge of the Mummy?
I did the Twister. There's a Twister ride.
Oh, I love Twister.
There's a Twister ride.
Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts.
There's an earthquake ride where you're on an earthquake simulation.
Gringotts, yeah.
What?
There's an earthquake simulation in Universal. Oh,
okay, that's not on the top 10 list, but... Hagrid's Magical Creatures Adventure.
Yeah,
I started looking at videos of the whole Harry Potter thing.
Uh-huh.
Fucking cool, dude.
I know.
You go to the wand shop. They do just like they did with Harry, finding the wand perfect for you.
Ollivanders?
Yeah. And then you practice your wand and make something happen.
It's a swish and flick.
It is so cool.
Number two is the Harry Potter Forbidden Journey. So the top five are all Harry Potter ones, except number one is the Jurassic World Velocicoaster, which I heard is the most badass roller coaster in the country. But you getting your tat? I forget.
No.
Did you get Fast Pass?
No.
So you were supposed to skip your tat so that you could get Fast Pass. Now you're not doing either?
Yeah.
Get the tat.
No.
Get the Fast Pass.
Get a tat of the Fast Pass.
Yeah, or say you have anxiety and maybe they'll give it to you then. I have a medical condition, diagnosed anxiety.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is a wrap party, everybody. We'll be all right without you.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to print, but we'll figure it out. All right. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Have fun, Nicole.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.